Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inside his high tower and a third down call. Perry's going to throw. Here comes the blitz. Trying to set up a screen. He's in. He fumbles the ball in the end zone. Yep. It's recovered by Georgia Tech for a touchdown. Tech recovers it for a touchdown. Perry hit in the end zone, and Georgia Tech recovers it for a touchdown.
You could not ask for anything worse to happen to Miami offensively on the opening drive.
All right, it is your time to win $1,000. Your chance to win Channing's Chain.
Ocean.
No.
Dance.
Cake.
No.
Cake.
No.
You're closer with cake.
Closer with cake.
Birthday.
No.
Muffin.
The most delicious type of handheld cake.
Think of the football team. Think of the Miami Hurricanes.
Cupcake. Eclair.
Leroy got it.
You got it.
Cupcake.
Because Miami Hurricanes are.
Your word this hour is cupcake. C-U-P.
I was going to say.
C-A-K-E.
Bun cake. Because, you know, you ever been to that place? Have you ever been to that place on nothing but bun cake?
No.
They make these little miniature bun cakes. They're delicious.
Text cupcake to 72881. You got a chance to win $1,000. Cupcake, you'll have another chance at the top of next hour. We're going till 4 p.m. Chance to win $1,000 every hour. Channing's Change right here on the ticket. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Before the end of today's show, we'll give away a four-pack of tickets to the Miami International Auto Show. Listen, this is a rebuilding show. It's a rebuilding show. We're just trying to rebuild here. And by rebuild, I mean my confidence. All right.
Oh, I thought you meant our signal.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, you would normally think that. Yeah, that would make more sense. But I'm referring to my confidence. You took that out of context, Leroy. I don't have to tell you.
Oh, anything bundt cake. Yeah, that place is delicious.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Yeah, the rebuild, probably taken out of context. The rebuild is a rebuild of our confidence. That's what we're building. And again, like I said, there's no concept of this year not being important, because if you look at the evidence on hand, like I mentioned, we're four plays away from being 7-0 and ranked. Who knows where we're ranked? Same.
You know what infuriates me the most about it? They planned for that answer because they know,
of course,
they have a team of media savants. All right, Manny. Here's what everyone's banging on you about. They're definitely going to ask you about the rebuild comment. And somebody in that room is like, I got it. We'll say it was about rebuilding confidence. Because whoever came up with that, you might want to go back to making some Instagram posts or something like that. Because this ain't for you.
Robbie, can you play the original? Do you have the original from Saturday after the game when the Canes lost to Georgia Tech?
Well, they're part of the solution, right?
I mean, talk about recruits.
They're part of the solution. We have, you know, we've mentioned all along, we have a very small senior class, you know. We have a very young football team. You can see through all these games, you can see the promise of the future, you know, while at the same time seeing some of the ugliness of the present.
Ugh.
So to me, it's about understanding that, hey, there is an opportunity. This is, you know, for lack of a better word, this is a rebuild, right? I mean, this is something that... you know, we're not just picking up where we left off with great success. So to me, I think the guys in our conversation with them, even up to this point, have been excited to come be a part of the solution.
Confident, Joe.
Just four plays away from being perfect, Tobin.
Just four plays away, man.
Just four just plays four, away. Just
and five plays away from being winless.
Yep.
Yep, basically.
I mean, yeah, Bethune-Cookman.
Bethune-Cookman.
And you wonder, hey, what is that fourth and one telling you now?
I mean, it's telling me that they're rebuilding their confidence, I guess.
That rebuilding their confidence quote comes from Manny's appearance on 560 The Joe.
560.
Somebody said this is all Al Golden 2 Electric Boogaloo.
No, he is. It's starting to get that way. There's a lot more Al Golden than Jimmy Johnson to Manny Diaz. Like, I think he fancies himself the second coming of Jimmy Johnson. He right now is the second coming of Al Golden.
The media was,
even Jimmy went
in the press box the other day. The media was you know, it was getting out of control. Just throwing all sorts of stuff out there. Of course, there was all the, hey, would you take Urban Meyer? You know, but they don't have the money for that. Actually, they do. They just won't spend it.
Does Urban Meyer have enough money? Like, maybe he just wants a good gig to get himself back into coaching.
Is this a good gig?
Yeah, but you know what? It's not a good gig, but it is a recognizable gig. So if Urban Meyer were able to turn around the U, that's a nice coup.
You know what? Let me see how I can put this. In order for you to have Urban Meyer coaching, you have to turn your eyes.
Oh, yeah, you have to sell your soul.
Right, correct.
Like, the price isn't Urban Meyer's salary. The price is your soul.
Wait. Let's not act like you haven't sold your soul before.
I don't know what
now.
You're talking about, man.
We have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah.
Clean program. Clean.
I mean, granted, okay, hey, Nevin Shapiro is taking Kyle Wright to Eminem concert.
There's some kids that got in trouble for Nevin Shapiro.
Yeah.
But the university team have collected a whole bunch of money from him.
Nevin Shapiro is so small potatoes. Like, just because Nevin Shapiro was like an Instagram Ponzi schemer and he was able to get people on yachts and have a stripper, like, bro, that's a Tuesday in Alabama. with the boosters they got.
The Slimies are just,
Do you imagine what's going on in those riverboats?
I mean, I didn't see any UM kids getting Dodge Chargers. Often. The Dolphins lost yesterday, 31-21. They're 0-6.
Maybe prefer a Brent Venables or a PJ Fleck from Minnesota, but I think that's a lateral move at best.
Yeah. My next move is going to be
Butch.
I wanted Butch, but apparently they're all hung up on
it's not gonna happen.
On the past.
They're
more hung up on the wrong stuff with Butch's past rather than the fact that he rebuilt the program. Forget about that little that caveat. They're like, yeah. We want to talk about Dicey though. Butch Davis. I mean, North Carolina. It's like no. Like, don't, you know, he did take the program out of the dark ages, but I get you. Whatever.
What if he beats the Canes?
I'm gonna tell you right now, he's coming for that ass. He's coming for that ass.
Oh, no.
And don't forget, by the way, don't forget about him and Mark Richt having a little bit of tension at the game last year.
That is true.
Where Mark Richt comes up to that podium and goes, oh, yeah, we stoned him. I was like, whoa. When do you ever hear Mark Richt come in there with that much sass? But he knew Butch was upset that he didn't get that gig, and he did, so he kind of like held it over his head. Yeah.
Just curious.
And he also called him Florida International.
That's right.
A texter chimes in. Just curious.
Yep.
What would you like to hear from Manny?
What would I like to hear from Manny with his comment?
Anything other than what he said.
Oh, I got to know what the texter's referring to. Is he saying, what do I want to hear from Manny?
Just in general.
If you're going to go the rebuild route, then I would like him to be honest in saying that, yeah, I didn't realize that this was probably going to take a lot longer than we thought it was.
Or not have the antics you had this offseason.
Yeah, but even if you're going to own the antics, like, have your moment of clarity and be like, yeah, I realize now that this is probably going to take a little bit longer than I thought it was going to take. Don't say, oh, the media took it out of context when they didn't.
Right.
Not take it out of context. I was sitting in the second row.
Nobody took it out of context. Yeah, he's there. What do you think? What do you think? You think all the Canes beat reporters? Gotcha, man. Gotcha. No, man. That's not how it is. That's not what happened. And I think it's a weak ass move to tell everybody. Oh, you guys took it out of context. And then, all right, you want to go that route? I was talking about rebuilding the confidence. What the F does that even mean? What are you, a therapist?
Sound like we all be sitting in a room with incense.
Yeah, well,
and
what
Musa.
Yeah, exactly. What does that mean? Do you have Shaq Quarterman sitting on a therapist couch? And he's saying, what does this ink blot mean to you, Shaq?
Certainly Bubba Baxter could use that couch.
Oh, Bubba Baxter, yeah. Bubba Baxter could use, like, Dr. Lenny Moore. Hey, Dr. Moore, can we hypnotize Bubba Baxter? Is that possible? Can we hypnotize some kickers?
I need to be hypnotized when I watch the games.
you can't hypnotize McKicken to make his legs stronger.
Can you talk into the mic?
I am. Look, I got the drop foot.
You got the hammer toe of Mike's?
Yeah.
Someone texted in. They want to blame me for cursing the Canes because after my 3-9 rant, quote unquote, they've never been the same.
Let me turn off his mic while we're fixing this, Robbie. There we go. I mean, he didn't curse that. He cursed him with truth.
I mean, this is not the time to get into this, and maybe someday we'll take more time because we do have a 4-hour show.
Yep.
But
you wait till the last 45 minutes to say this is not. You have to be kidding me. You are unbelievable.
No, I'm just throwing this out there. No,
it's a 4-hour show.
Yeah, and I just
at 9:15.
Well, I just remembered that I wanted to make this point, but I didn't. Get it. I just
do it.
Which is, this is a much larger issue. It's a systemic issue within the school.
Time out.
I said this.
Time out. Every time you talk, you say something about Miami and then say I can't get into it.
No, I could get into it. I just don't have time.
We got into it on Friday. I explained how they're losing culture with all these hype videos and the swag 16
names. Not,
even after a loss, listen, cutting up a hype video after a loss.
After hearing what he just
said. That's not what I'm talking about.
It was a joy with Robbie on Friday and me having to deflect some of the.
It was, let me tell you something. He lost me at systemic.
Why?
Because I never thought those words could come out.
Yeah, too big of a word?
He's just throwing it out there to sound.
He's the guy that spins. I know what you're thinking. Right? That's him. Systemic.
What's wrong with that word? You used congruent before.
You didn't even go anywhere with it, though. You didn't even take
Did you use congruent?
I did use congruent.
In this proper context?
In proper context, too.
Improper.
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 No, he didn't.
I think I did.
I don't think it really was.
Texter writes in, Leroy's mic is rebuilding.
I'm done. It's rebuilt. Look, it took me same amount of time. By the way, I was going to put this in my 4 downs, but I didn't because I didn't want everybody to get all excited.
Yep.
But I'm going to say this, and I felt this when it happened.
Was it the force?
I have never seen a review get overturned by a marked ball.
Dude. Oh,
that was super shit.
Never.
What was that?
Never.
I've been so mad at Manny Diaz. I forgot about juice. That.
I went to get juice because I'm like, it's gonna be first down, and they got to score a touchdown.
Yo, what do you mean the call stands? And no, never mind.
Right.
Yeah, why did they?
And then wait. My favorite is when officials go. Short, game over. And they haul ass. No. We out.
Here's what I don't understand. Hey, we're going to give him forward progress, but not all of the forward progress. Just
right.
Partial forward progress.
I was too mad at the team for being even in that position to be correct. That mad about that screw job. But that definitely did seem very shenanigans-y.
I'm going to tell you right now, in that moment, never is it over. Like, keep in mind, you do understand that I witnessed that at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When the quarterback ran into the ass of an offensive lineman that wasn't past the first down marker, and he mysteriously got a mark ahead of the lineman that he was behind. So, and they never ever overturned it. Rule on the field stands. Right? And so, I just assumed I went to refill my juice.
I mean,
I just assumed it was going to be another play.
We know the yellow line is like unofficial, but it's pretty freaking damn accurate.
There's nothing more official than the yellow line. I respect the yellow line more than I do the chains.
It doesn't matter. What if they give him the first?
Right. If
you usually keep it moving.
If you give him forward progress, then you give him forward progress.
Because that's a judgment call.
And forward progress is not reviewable.
And you said the call stands. So then why are we reviewing a call you just said that stood?
ACC, let me just say this. The ACC referees and officials can go to hell.
Now, that being
Quote
said,
me on that.
Hold on.
Quote me hold, on that.
Hold on. Now, part of the reason why I didn't bring that up.
Well, okay? It's not an excuse for what they.
There you go.
Exactly.
And wait. And you see how you carried on? I didn't want that to happen.
No, 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 I know.
But I was pointing out the facts of that situation. That seemed kind of, like, I'm like, man, I said, man, I could see what, really?
I mean, even if they score a touchdown on that drive, you can't assume the extra point's going to be good.
No, no. Oh, no, no, that goes without saying.
See where we went, Tobin? See why I didn't bring it up?
It's not wrong, though.
See why I didn't bring it up? I didn't want
to
go in.
They would have had to go for two. There's no chance they send a kicker out there. No,
no
chance.
They're all broken. 15 minutes of suspension is up next.
Guys, we got our dribble drive coming up November 16th. Those of us here at Entercom, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. You guys can join Zaslo as he leads the way on the 13.8-mile dribble drive challenge from Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. We also got the dribble drive from Vizcaya to the arena and the dribble drive dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. If you guys want to form a team or just donate, go to heathelpcure.org. Man, Heat got themselves. They wrapped the preseason with a Kendrick Nunn 40 spot going out there, looking good. Everybody's fired up about Kendrick Nunn and what he's doing, which is absolutely fantastic. Except the weekend wrapped up with late Saturday night, Deion Waiters getting suspended. Pat Riley released a statement that said there were a number of unacceptable incidents this week, culminating with his unprofessional conduct on the bench last night. As a consequence, I felt like I needed to suspend him. So the reports were from Ira Windeman and others, Deion got into it with Spoelstra on the bench Friday during the preseason game against the Rockets for his lack of playing time. He was like the 10th guy off the bench. So he gets suspended, and you think, oh, that'll be it. But it's not. So then he goes on Instagram, and he goes, eventually, the truth will come to light. Okay, whatever. Then he goes on Heat vs. Haters Instagram post, because of course, to take on the haters. And
oh, boy.
He questions Eric Spoelstra and says, I could win if I had Braun and Wade plus Bosh. Original. And this is the one that really bothers me, more so than the Spoelstra one, because, like, coaches and players getting into it, it's going to happen, right?
Correct.
That's a thing.
Yep.
This is the one that really bothered me, though, honestly, was when he LOL'd somebody saying that Tyler Hero was better than him. I just find that belittling. Like, the guy just came into the league. But don't laugh at your teammates.
But that's Deion being Deion, because he said that about Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, but Gordon Hayward's not his teammate. Gordon Hayward's not on his team.
Again, I look at it this way, that there's certain people that have problems with things that involve them and not about things that involve the team. And so I have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with Deion having confidence in himself.
I don't either.
I don't have a problem with, but you are a member of the Miami Heat, and if he were more aware, he would realize that his opportunities are greater coming in and coming off the bench with Goran. And the fact that he's so consumed by him to not realize that they are giving him his best opportunity to be successful, that's what drives me crazy. And guess what? It's the same reason I feel the way I do about Carmelo, that you are in no position to be making demands on how you should be used.
Eric Spoelstra wouldn't have commented further on Pat Riley's statement, but he did say this about Kendrick Nunn at practice yesterday.
That game didn't move the needle any more or less for me. We've been in the gym since early summer. I've seen his body of work. Summer League, he was all Summer League, but he could have been easily the MVP of the Vegas Summer League. So he's played at a high level, and camp he showed really good moments, and he offers something that we need. I'll have to figure out exactly where that will be, but he's certainly somebody that's going to earn minutes somehow.
Yeah, he sees it.
Wait.
He sees it. Oh, he provides something we need. I don't know exactly where I'll find those minutes, but I'll find them.
Which means he'll be sitting next to UD.
What is that? No, no, no. That's not where I was going with that at all.
Minus one.
I was going with he was going to take Dion's minutes.
Oh, my bus.
Minus
no, that's
one.
Not where I was going at all. You just had to get in your cheap shot.
Hey, so
you just had to get in your cheap
so
shot.
Wait.
You weren't even. You weren't. You and me. We were, hey. I thought we were going to be simpatico on this. Yeah. And no, you went on. You went off into some other tangent so you could get in your UD slander.
Tobin, we just sent the text. Beast, your guy, your guy. Yeah. So now you don't feel like you just took the show hostage asking a Kendrick Nunn question, right?
No, I was ahead of the curve, man. I knew what I was talking about.
I just think it's funny that like the day after Deion Waiters gets suspended, he goes, "Oh yeah, Kendrick Nunn provides something we need." Wink.
Are you?
It's basically the same skill set as Deion Waiters.
So basically,
this is gonna be a super weird, out of the nowhere question.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah,
not your style.
I always like keeping track of the fringe guys. Tell me about Kendrick Nunn.
Unbelievable.
There was a lie there.
Could you have been keeping
I don't keep track of the fringe guys.
Udonis Haslem yesterday was asked about the Deion Waiters situation. Here's what the Heat captain had to say.
I understand through NBA season you're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to deal with some stuff. Deion's our brother. We hope to get him back as soon as possible. I love Deion. I love JJ. I love all these guys. And like I tell these guys, I've seen everything in this NBA. So use me. You know, use me as an example, as an ear, as somebody that you can come to and ask questions, as somebody you can confide in and listen to. I just want to see these guys do well and succeed. And I'm going to continue to speak to these guys. When JJ was going through his suspension, I spoke with him. I'm going to continue to be here for these guys. You know, that's why I'm here.
At least with JJ, they were able to like, oh, no, this isn't a suspension. This isn't a fine. He's just away from the team. Even the UD's like, yeah, he was suspended. Yeah, he was suspended. I don't know what to tell you guys. He was totally suspended. It was secret suspension. And then Deion, it's like, the other thing that's crazy about it is Riley's like, there's a culmination of events. Like, what the hell was going on? Like the entire, so he was just complaining the entire week when he's just seeing Tyler Hero get starts in front of him. Look, you know, when Ira was on with us and he told us, like, hey, after that Charlotte game, Deion Waiters coming off the bench, he ain't happy.
Well, we knew after that, and after talking to Ira, that might be an issue. But at the time, we didn't know Tyler Hero was going to start going en fuego on basketball.
Right.
So that kind of added to it. And now if you have a coach who's dealing with this nonsense versus a young guy. And wait, you know what's amazing? The Heat used to hate playing young guys.
Yeah.
Right? And which I'm still wondering. I don't think Tyler Hero's going to start. No way.
I mean, dude, he doesn't look ready.
It doesn't matter.
He does no.
You can cover up one guy.
That's true. I mean,
and you have decent defenders everywhere else.
Yes. It's not gonna matter. They don't defend the three.
Robbie, not the time right now. All right, other things to talk about right now, Robbie.
Jeez, Robbie.
You're just like him with the Udonis.
No, wait a minute.
It takes.
No, I'm not.
No.
Hey.
You had to get your Udonis Haslem slander in. He had to get his stupid three-point. We have other things to talk about right now.
48 threes against the Rockets.
I was going to say, hey, yes, UD, they can use you because they'll be sitting right next to you. But I didn't
minus
say that.
One.
I didn't
but
say that.
You just
that.
Did. Like you did. You just did. You sneaky bastard. What I think it comes down to, though, here's what it really is. Like, they got new guy in town is Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's like, ooh, the culture. I'm about this culture.
He's all about that culture.
Like, they just shipped off Hassan Whiteside, and now Eric Spoelstra's like, look, man, look, Riles, look, you got a little drunk, all right? You sign these guys, four-year deals, but you finally got a guy I like, all right? A guy I want to coach, coachable guy, and he's into this culture. We can't be out here saying we're about this culture if I got guys coming in with jelly rolls and also are just complaining left and right about their roles. That's not Heat culture, man. So you got to kind of give me some leeway here. What are we going to do about the situation? So Riley's going to be like, all right, got to suspend him. You got to be real about it because you got new eyes in here now. Rookies, Jimmy Butler, Myers Leonard, all these guys were just like, yeah, the culture. I can't wait to be part of the culture.
Listen.
You can't have that come in, and then all of a sudden you're letting these guys be all willy-nilly with the rules. Can't do it. Can't do it.
It's true. It's true. But here's – you don't mind Deion being that way because you can play without him. But if another guy – if Jimmy Butler goes all Jimmy Butler, so you better make sure – that he's aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it. You have to – look, everybody has to be held accountable, even though it's one of the traits that you really like about Deion is his cockiness and his arrogance and his self-confidence.
And the cheese.
Right. It's one of the things you love about him. But at the same time, you kind of still have to do that within the role that you were
Dude
playing.
Dude just loves using his thumbs, man.
When do we see him come back from his banishment?
Thursday?
No. Not.
I think
no.
He's going to get tacked on, man.
Yeah.
Tacked on?
Tacked on.
He ain't
tacked on for
you
tweets?
You can't get suspended.
Bro, you can't get suspended then go post. On the IG and start railing.
Yep.
What? Don't go there. No.
I'm gonna just tell you.
Yeah. Okay. You think Riley went?
No.
What are you, Quinville?
No. They misinterpreted what he was saying. That's what I was saying. Wait. There's two you can say. You misunderstood what I was saying. Was trying to say in my tweets, or somebody hacked into my account.
No.
Nobody hacked.
Bro.
Nobody hacked.
That is not working.
Take it out of context.
Listen.
No. Do the ring, Robbie. Hey, Deion, what's up, man? It's Pat Riley. About those tweets? Listen, you can't be doing that, man, after we just suspended you. Oh, no, Pat, listen, that wasn't me. I got hacked. He goes, really? You didn't say, when somebody suggested that Tyler Hero was better than you, you didn't put LOL? Hey, Pat, I got another call. I got to go, man.
Hey. Peacock Posse checking in. This Tua injury is a blessing in disguise, and now we can focus on Jalen Kakaw.
We're back after this. Guys, you can hear every Miami Heat game right here on 790 The Ticket, starting with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show with Zaslow and Tommy Tighe an hour before tip-off. And then following the game, it is the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. The three-time champion Miami Heat every game right here on The Ticket. Can't wait for the season to start Wednesday. Very, very excited.
Kids. Just a remix to the song.
I think Darius Rucker is South Carolina.
I'm South Carolina. I'll do my own remix to the song.
Ooh, Monday after the Masters, baby.
What?
He has a golf tournament.
Oh.
Monday after the Masters.
Yeah, he golfs a lot. He had to be happy, though, yesterday. It was a pride tank. That was a good job yesterday. Shout out. Except for Christian Wilkins. Punching somebody 30 seconds into the game.
I mean, he was part of the tank.
He didn't even get his money's worth.
No.
Because that's a game check right there, buddy.
Oh, that's bad.
That's a game check. So you figure he making what, 3, 4, 5 million? 17, 100, 200, 200 plus thousand?
That's 200,000 because you didn't even play in the game? Is that why?
No, dude, just if you get kicked out of a game, it's a game check, I think.
Damn.
And you get a game check for a buy. As you said, 17 weeks.
17, right.
Yep.
I don't know, man. But either way, this is the big thing, though, Leroy. This must be said. One quick shout-out. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he has tied Bo Jackson in career rushing touchdowns. Yep. 16 apiece. Samesies.
Really?
It's the same,
By the way, did you see him try to scramble?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey, man. He still made Jordan Phillips fall over like a fish. That was funny.
I mean, Jordan Phillips made himself fall over like a fish.
Jordan Phillips was running so hard after old Ryan Fitzpatrick. You think it's because he's like, hey, he's old. I'll catch him.
By the way, you know who's looking at chops right now? FIU.
Yep.
And that state, now you wish you had a bigger stadium.
Butch's coming for that ass, man. He's got it circled.
By the way,
I feel like Butch is getting up. He's eating raw. He's cracking a couple eggs raw into a glass. He's glugging them down. He's ready to roll, baby.
Plenty of tickets available. I got my wife and my kid.
I think I want to go to that game.
50-yard line tickets, $50.
I think I want to go to that game. Just for chaos.
It's at baseball.
Yeah, there's tickets available. Miami's sold out of their allotment pretty much. But if you just want to go and sit anywhere, there's tickets.
Let's get a press box.
Oh, I'm getting a press pass. You want to go?
No.
Yeah.
A box.
Next to Jeet's office again?
Oh, no. I mean, he'll close us out.
Should we get it?
We're not allowed. No. Like, that might be the last time we're at camp.
That is at Marlins Park. Can you... Can't Marlins a Macho Man call?
You want Marlins Macho Man to like come to the game?
No. Just make a call. He knows people over there. Maybe we can.
Oh yeah, I'm licking my wounds this off season. I don't got time to worry about any nonsense football games that are taking place at my cathedral. All right, I'm watching the Arizona Fall League and Teron Guerrero humping it up to 100 miles per hour. You know what you get with the two zeros at the end of 100? Oh yeah. Over the questions, Mean Gene.
The what?
What?
What do you get with two zeros at the end of 100?
Yeah. What do you get when you take the two zeros at the end of 100? Ooh-wee. Because they look like O's. No further questions, Mean Gene.
I want to kick you in the nuts right now.
Why?
Because that was just so ridiculous.
By the way, Giancarlo Stanton, how's that going to go today for New York
Ooh.
Media?
Ooh.
Did you know this is the first time, I think, in 100 years the Yankees have had a 10-year stretch of not making the World Series? How about that, Leroy?
There's a correct stat. Although they don't care, Yankee fans don't care because they'll just keep throwing like 27 or 28 or whatever it is in your face.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of championships.
It is.
It is a lot of championships.
It is.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
No,
in 10 years, that's what you'll do.
So, can I ask you something? Does Manny talk today to the whole media?
Yeah.
So, what's going to happen when we got him saying it's a rebuild, and then him saying y'all took it out of context, and then we mesh it together? Are we going to mesh it together with some correct answer gumbo? Is that what's going to come together?
Correct.
Like, is he finally going to get it right on the third try?
Doubtful.
I'm just wondering.
Hey. So my boy Keith Byers, right? So he hates the rating system. So every week he comes out with his own top 10. And he sends it to me every week.
You mean like the AP ratings?
Yes. He got KB ratings.
Well, that's like Robbie has his own shortlist.
No. But this is ridiculous. Bet you can't guess who number one is.
Who? Ohio State.
Of course.
I mean, come on. A lot of people were upset that Clemson dropped a third.
Dropped a fourth?
They got passed again by Ohio State. LH,
yeah, wait. He has them fifth.
Oh, geez.
Clemson? Because they haven't played anybody?
Ohio State, LSU.
And they're not going to play anybody.
Oklahoma, 3. Alabama, 4. Clemson, 5. Penn State, 6. Minnesota, 7.
Go Gophers.
Notre Dame, 8. Oregon 9 and Florida 10.
The Byers ratings.
I like it. Where's SMU?
Yeah, like, of course Ohio State's going to be number one.
Is that what's left today? Brian Monroe and Amber. I'm sorry, Brian, that you have to sit next to Amber and her Jethroness and SEC.
No,
sorry.
I'm looking forward to it because Brian will have real talk about the Canes.
I'm sure he will have real
really?
Talk.
Really? Oh, and my talk is just Miami hating.
No.
He actually goes down to practice and it, like, talks to people and knows people and whatever. He's a foreign player.
Okay, but the same evaluation.
You're just a hater.
The new Miami. See,
may,
you know what?
Maybe
I'm going to tell you right now, Miami fans.
Might be the new live.
Bryant, the Beast London, right, is going to get me to start hating Miami like the rest of the country does.
It might be the new Miami, but the same Leroy.
Leroy, I think Beast is taking you out of context.
I can't believe the coach said that.
Four plays away from perfection, boys.
They are rebuilding.
Rebuilding confidence.
Hey, all the recruits out there, you guys want to come to the new Miami. We're rebuilding.
You could be the answer.
You could be the block.
Look.
You could be the cinder block of the foundation.
To come to University of Miami is the easiest sell out there.
It is?
Yes.
Come to Mediocrity?
It's one of the, no, it's one of the few places in the country where right now you can come and play.
Let me tell you something. The last four coaches have told me, hey, recruits, come and save the program.
No, don't, like.
Yeah, the problem is then they all think they're the savior, and they're not.
Look, you go to Alabama, you go to Clemson, depending on what position you play, you're going to sit a while.
Storm 18.
You come to Miami, you can get on the field as soon as you walk out here.
Great. Surge 19.
Guys want to play.
What's
category 20?
Yeah, what's 20 going to be? Is 20
building? Oh, it has a name.
Category 20.
Is 20 building block 20?
Oh, no, they take
building
for
block 21.
I think it's rebuild
is it,
20.
Is it toolbox 20? We're just here building, yo.
Out of context 22.
Bob the Builder 24.
Manny Diaz just out there with the hard hat. See you guys tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.